For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod. We're here with Neil again over there.
Everyone.
I got it right this time. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about Dear Boone and kind of, I guess, how crazy it is, basically. I mean, we've been talking about this for the last couple of days.
And no, like, holds barred here. We're just going right into it.
Yeah, we're not going to sugarcoat this. It sounds nuts. Years away.
Perhaps we should introduce what Dear Moon is first.
Well, yeah, that's a good idea.
The crazy part,
but it's also crazy. So here's the here. Hold on. Let me share my screen here real quick, and we can show you what Dear Moon is. So this is the Dear Moon website, and basically, the goal of Dear Moon is to fly, I guess, 9 crew members from Earth.
9 or 10
from Earth around the moon and back. And they're not astronauts. They're just regular people.
Yeah. Well, I understand it, there'd be eight non-astronauts and one or two crew members, which would be sort of running the thing. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, we need that. Yeah. We just want a bunch of randos up there.
Somebody up there who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, because if I were to go, I wouldn't know what I was doing. You would get training, though, before you get up there. So that would be nice. You get a little bit of training.
Absolutely.
But they want to go in 2023, which for me, they haven't even successfully launched and landed a early prototype rocket of Starship.
Yeah.
So, and it's 2021 right now. It's March 2021.
Yeah.
We're on SN11.
A quarter of the way into 2021.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's coming up pretty fast.
Yeah.
But you know what? SpaceX is making remarkable progress down in Boca Chica.
They want to get to orbit by July 1st. Yeah. Internal memos said they want to get to orbit by July 1st.
Yeah.
That's the internal target. If they make it by July 1st, awesome. Like, that would be insane.
But after that, they've got to prove that they can do it over and over and over.
Right.
With no complications.
They have to have like 100 flights of this thing before people get into it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
I would think 100 flights without error.
Yeah.
You know, like you can't have 99 flights with problems and then one that worked. You go, run!
Right.
It works.
The last, number 99 works. Then they're like, all right, people get in there. Right. Yeah. Crew members, Dear Moon, you're up next.
Yeah.
No, that wouldn't work. So yeah, couple years from now, 2023, it's MZ, and he's funding the thing. So MZ is funding this thing. He's a artist and he's a billionaire. So he has a ton of money. He's funding everybody to go, like for the whole mission, everybody's seats, the whole launch, the whole ship, everything. He's basically giving them money to develop Starship right now so he can take this trip with a bunch of people.
Yeah, I wonder how far behind Starship would be if it didn't have this guaranteed money sitting there.
True.
You know, to get at the time BFR off the ground and now Starship that it turned into. But think about you can see it. You can look down at Boca Chica and see the progress that they've made and how much they've had to build and how much they still have to build to create a Starship. To create a orbital vehicle. And that takes a lot of money.
Yeah, it's billions of dollars, you know, possibly hundreds of billions of dollars by the time Dear Moon is in the air, you know. So, you know, the initial funding of it from MZ, you know, he's made his fortune through, I think it was fashion, right? I think it was fashion. Like, I think he had a clothing brand or something. I'm not exactly sure.
It might have been. I can't quite remember, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I can't either. But not the top of my head.
I thought he started out as a skateboarder and he worked his way into, I thought it was a media company personally, but
oh, maybe
I could be wrong.
Yeah, he was a skater. That's why I was like, oh, this dude skates. That's rad. Like, that's cool. He's a homie. So yeah, when I tweeted him a couple of times and I was like, you know, after, when I saw the Dear Moon thing, I was like, hey, let's skate in the Starship. You know, I never got an answer, but I'd assume flying to the moon, you're not going to have an extra skateboard laying around, floating around in a Starship. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe you could create your own gravity by spinning around the inside of the,
oh yeah, this loop, this continuous loop the whole time.
Yeah.
Hey, it might keep me fit and healthy the whole trip.
There you go. You can pay for your trip by doing that scientific study of artificial gravity.
Yeah, right.
That makes sense.
I could probably get some sponsorships for that. You know, there's got to be somebody that'll pay for that.
For sure.
So
Nirvana's just Nirvana's paying for this video. Look at that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think they need an advertisement, but I think they're good. But just recently, Neil and I actually have applied to do the Dear Moon mission. And that's kind of where this whole conversation started from, is like, hey man, would you actually go? Like what? Like, I don't know. Would you go? I don't know. And then, yeah. So I got to be upfront and say, I really don't know. Like I
was a little bit more confirmative on that. I would say, no, I would not go.
Yeah. It depends on where I'm at, you know, like in a couple of years, who knows what's going to happen. But right now, like I got like nowhere else to be. So I might as well be in a Starship going to the moon, you know, might as well just take my camera with me. I'll make a vlog about it. Something put on the channel. That might be kind of cool.
To say that I would love to go. I think it'd be the one thing in the world that I would, not in the world, but outside the world, that I would love to do. Like being on Starship for 5+ days and or almost 6 days, going around the moon and that whole experience. Sign me up. I totally want to do it. My heart wants to do this so bad, but my head gets in the way. And it says, this is the most dangerous thing anybody has ever done.
Yep. That's the other thing too. Like, do you want to go out like this? You know, like, do you want to go out like just trying out this experimental rocket? Do you want to be that guy that, you know, hey, from your hometown, do you want to go out as a hero? Like, you'll be remembered forever, regardless of what happens in the Starship, right? Do you want to be that guy? Do you want to be the guy that's like, all right, we're ready for takeoff, and then something catastrophic happens and you're remembered for the failure of this ship and, you know, you're mourned forever for it? Or do you want to be a hero and come back to the ticker tape parade and be the first crew of civilians to go around the moon and back? So
definitely a historical event. Definitely.
Yeah.
These names will be remembered forever. Yep. You know, just like the Apollo 1 astronauts who died on the launch pad, just like Neil Armstrong and Buzz and the other guy. So much. No, I'm kidding. Michael Collins, I believe. But you know, on Apollo 11, like it's huge, and they'll be remembered forever for sure.
Yeah.
And you know, the problem is that they might be remembered one way, and you might be remembered the other way. This is dangerous. There's a reason that, you know, going back to the original Apollo and Gemini and Mercury missions, these guys were test pilots. They were already crazy. Yep.
Yeah. You know,
they're already risk takers. They're already ready to give their life to progress the program. You know, and unfortunately some of them did perish, but other ones made it and remember them. It's now you're asking for regular people to do that.
Yeah.
And take on that role. It's really interesting.
It is an interesting concept, because if you think about it, like I've always looked up to astronauts as heroes, mm-hmm. you know? So why are they heroes and why are regular people not heroes? You know, like regular people who go to their office job every day, or, you know, they have three kids, they have a family, you know, they have their sedan in their driveway, the white picket fence, all that stuff. Why are those people not heroes? But the astronauts are. But now these regular people can go to the moon and become astronauts. Become heroes like the astronauts. It's like this weird universe we're just stuck in, in a couple of years.
Yeah.
You know,
it's an amazing thing. I wonder, you know, we're talking about sending people onto the moon and in Starship. And in my head, it kind of is like, this is the very first manned mission anywhere by Starship. And it's not going to be, obviously, they're going to send up SpaceX astronauts first. You know, they have to prove that this is a thing that works. They have to prove that they can get to orbit and land again. They have to do that many, many times before this happens. So at that time, maybe it'll be very safe.
Yeah. I mean, they will have to send people to orbit. They're going to have to do the whole, whatever they've done with Falcon 9 and mm-hmm. Crew Dragon. Mm-hmm. You have to do that again. They might have to dock with the ISS, you know, in between now and the Dear Moon project. So if they do that, that'll be insane. That'd be so cool. Could you imagine? Could you imagine like
so cool,
like 10 people in a Starship, just like pack them in there and then throw them into the ISS? Be like, here you go.
Yeah.
Like,
keep in mind, Starship is as big as the ISS. Yeah,
it's as big as the ISS.
Right?
They're the basically,
interior volume ISS is only like half again as large as a Starship. Like, it's huge, this Starship.
Yeah, and it's basically like launching an ISS mm-hmm. every time you launch a Starship. So you have enough room. I mean, the people that are in the Starship can literally just stay in the Starship. They don't have to go into the ISS.
Of course, you'd live in there,
you know,
for sure.
You could just live in there. You know, and then come back to Earth and do that whole thing. But
yeah, it's going to be a 6-day trip around the moon. They have living quarters. There's no other way to get around it.
Yeah. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next year if they do get to orbit by July 1st.
Yeah.
You know, and then they have the whole rest of the year to perfect, not even perfect it, just like iterate on that until the next year after that, where they can. But it takes so long to make something human flight ready.
Oh yeah.
You know, there's all sorts of things, all sorts of red tape that you have to go through in order to make it work. So yeah. How does that?
Yes. Not just the red tape. It's all the engineering issues too. Right.
Obviously
we both watch SpaceX with interest on a daily basis where we're trying to figure out what they're doing and how they're doing it and what's coming up. The sheer volume of engineering tasks that go through my head that they have to solve is it makes me, you know, stressed out about it. There's just so much that has to be solved before this thing happens. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And so they've already succeeded with this with Falcon, you know, plenty of times. They've had 10 years of building and iterating Falcon 9 to where it is right now. And they can launch Starlink, 60 Starlink satellites successfully every time. They've launched numerous humans to the ISS, mm-hmm. and they're going to be launching more this year and the year after that. But when does that switch over to Starship? You know, how much time is it going to take them? Some people are saying it's going to take till like 2030 to get the Starship ready for, you know, just a human capable flight.
Yeah.
10 years ish. Well, eight years ish, probably.
Mm-hmm. One and a half.
One and a half. Right. Exactly. You know, I mean, is it going to be at the end of 2023?
It'll be the end of 2023.
Yeah, it'll be like December 29th, exactly. December 30th. They'll be like, well, we got to have these extra couple of days to fine tune some stuff.
And then there'll be a delay. It'll be scrubbed. So beginning of the new year.
Yeah. So that, you know, we were talking about this last night, but what about the idea that Starship might, like the Dear Moon thing might not happen? You know, what happens if like down the line they're testing this thing out and everyone's just kind of like, this is dangerous. We don't want to do this anymore. This is sketchy. Like it looks cool and it's a good idea, man. I gave you all this money to develop this thing. Just keep the money. I just don't want to go to the moon. It sounds really scary. Like what? I mean, there's gotta be something in the contract where the MZ can just back out. There's gotta be.
It has to be for sure. And it's got to be, and the other side too, right?
Yeah.
SpaceX has got to get to a point where it can say, nope, we're not doing this. We're not risking it early. Let's put it off for a couple of years or let's revisit this later.
Yeah.
I would think that it's pretty open-ended just because of all the ifs and ands and buts, for sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, think about the implications of what this is, right? If they're pushing, and Elon, you know, is pushing for 2023. There's a lot of implications there. They're that much closer to Mars.
Yeah.
You know, 2024, I guess, is it the end of 24? It will be another Mars window.
Yep.
For launching. So that's huge too. And you know, that's on Elon's head and brain. Whether he's sending people or whether he's sending robots and setup equipment, you know, what's on his head. So having this rocket ready for 2023 and having it human flight capable by then is massive.
I think that's why they're shooting for it so early, because they want to send stuff to Mars. They have to do some tests with this thing, and they're probably going to send, you know, before they send the people to the moon, they'll probably send just a regular Starship with some cargo, possibly. Yeah. Just like some cargo to plop down out of the moon or whatever.
Or even just orbit the moon or something.
Just orbit the moon. Just some tests, you know, some science experiments to see what happens to something as it goes around the moon. But they have to, there's going to be probably a few of those, I'm assuming. Probably not going to be one. It's not going to be like the SLS. It's not going to be like SLS, like, hey, here's a giant rocket. Why don't you guys get on the top of it?
Like, we got one shot at this.
Here we go. Right. Yeah. Let's just see if this works. That's another thing that I'm like the Dear Moon thing. I feel like it could be sketchy, but the SLS thing, I'm like, man, it just feels sketchy to me. And I love it. I think it's an awesome rocket, but it just feels like it's just people get into that thing too soon. You know, because it's not really going to be tested, you know,
right?
Isn't it the second flight that people get into it? Or is it the first flight?
It's not very many. That's for sure.
Yeah. It's not many.
I don't even know if they can do two flights. Like everything is being poured into this sort of one thing. And it's pretty crazy that's got to that point.
Yeah.
But that's the old school rocket building, right? That's you pour all kinds of money into one perfect thing. You do as much testing as you can to get that thing perfect, and you launch it and hope that you got everything right.
Humans
didn't make any mistakes.
And then there's the SpaceX way of doing things, which is blow everything up a bunch of times, learn as you go.
learn from those, hopefully.
Learn from blowing everything up, and, you know, SN8, SN9, SN10. Probably not SN11. I'm going to give it an 80% chance of landing. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, the iterative process of SpaceX, I think it's possible. As we're seeing it, I think it's possible that they could do the Dear Moon thing in 2023, but it's going to be like, that's fast, man. Like, that's really fast.
The 2023 part that gets me. I think having it that fast makes me say, I truly believe they will launch the rocket. And we were talking about this before the show. They'll launch the rocket. It'll get to orbit. It'll go around the moon. It'll come home. And it's the last 10 minutes of that whole 6-day period that scare the heck out of me.
Yeah, let me show everybody that, because that is the scary part. This is the orbit right here.
So I can go through sections one, two. So one's launch, two is a separation, three, you're in orbit, four, you're on your way to the moon, five, you begin your flyby of the moon. And this is the real exciting part. You're flying through the moon, and then perilune, you're at the other side of the moon. You're as far away from Earth as anybody's ever been. Seven, Earth rise. That'll be beautiful with a thing through that big window. And you know, it'll be pointed right at Earth. And then you're on your way back. And then from 5 days, 22 hours, 43 minutes to 5 days, 23 hours and 1 minute, 20, a little less than 20 minutes is the most frightening part of this entire thing. And it always is, right? It always is for any,
that part,
any launch right and there. Landing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's, we have yet to show that's this whole flip, belly flop, flip and land is going to work.
Yeah.
You know, we saw SN10 land, it landed hard.
It landed very hard. Yeah.
We don't have any legs yet. I mean, I don't want to get too technical with this podcast we're doing today, but that's the most frightening part for me is the re-entry and landing.
Okay. Yeah, totally. The launch, they can launch the thing. They've already shown that they can launch the thing. Yeah. You know, once BN1 goes up this year, BN2 probably goes up this year, you know, by July, hopefully BN1.
BN3 will go up this year for sure.
Yeah. One of those is going to orbit in July, by July 1st.
Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah. You know, but the launch, yeah. Launch the orbit, the park orbit right here, everything. Mid-course corrections. It seemed like this part would be kind of sketchy. The mid-course correction, I'd be kind of scared because it's corrections. You know,
if they miss,
you're going to Mars or somewhere.
Catch you. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going someplace else.
Yeah.
Like,
but you know what? I'm they did it in the 60s.
Yeah.
In the 70s. I'm sure they can do it now.
They'll okay be fine
with that. Yeah.
You know, I'll say we'll be fine because if I do go on the flight, I'm going to say we will. The crew and myself will be fine when we go on this flight.
No doubt you'll take over and make sure everybody's safe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works. But there's already been somebody picked, right?
Yeah.
And we know Damien Chazelle. Is that who it is? Chazelle?
Something like that. Yeah. Director
Chazelle. And also yeah. Director.
Yeah, MZ invited him last year. He has not said yes yet. No, he has a wife and family, so he's thinking about it.
So yeah.
Theoretically, one of the 8 spots could be taken already.
Yeah. So.
But it's been a year and he hasn't answered yet. 2 years.
Instead of thing,
hasn't answered yet. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all the roadmap. Here's a roadmap too, by the way. Let me show you this stuff too. The roadmap is pre-registration by March 14th, 8:00. Initial screening. All right. Step 2. We did that. Neil and I did that. We already sent in our pre-screenings here, our initial screenings. So next is an assignment. Don't know what that is. I guess we have to do homework.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. Then there's an online interview.
Maybe the assignment might have something to do with the art side of it, right? He's always wanted to take artists up there as opposed to just regular people, I think.
Yeah.
It's interesting that he sort of opened it up to the planet when right from the beginning it was, I want to take artists. I want them to make something up there that the world can benefit from. You know, that was his original goal. But then opening it up to the world at large is interesting. Not sure how that works, but maybe the assignment has something to bring it back to the art. Like, what will you do?
Yeah. How will you contribute
there? How will you contribute? How will you better the universe and life when you get back?
Yeah, I think
that's my guess.
Yeah, I'm going to be the devil's advocate here, and I think no artists wanted to go. Huh? No artists wanted to go, and he's just like, well, no one wants to go. So
maybe the director that he asked was. You know, one of his shoo-ins and said no.
Better
open this up.
I got to open this up to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
But also maybe the artists are everybody, you know, and there's so many artists out there that he doesn't know, you know, and who's to say who's an artist and who's not an artist.
And everybody. Yeah, everybody's an artist, right?
Yep.
Everybody can be an artist. Some people don't have, they don't feel like they could be, or they have never had the opportunity to show those skills but you know, it's in every one of us.
Yep, exactly. And maybe that's why you opened it up you know, maybe it wasn't that everybody said no. All the artists, he's like, hey, do you want to go on this cool thing with me? We're going to be in this really scary mission and we might all perish, but do you want to go hang out for like 5 days, 5.5 days, something like that. We'll fly around the moon together. Then everyone's like, dude, you're crazy. He was like, well.
He probably started off with, hey, do you want to hang out with me for 6 days? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that'll be awesome.
That'd be great. Oh, by the way, you could perish.
Yeah. Do you want to hang out with me for 6 days while we fly around the moon in an untested spaceship? Then they're all like, what? But after our assignment, whatever that is, we'll have an online interview, and then we'll have a final interview and medical checkup of late May of 2021.
That's really fast.
So, that's really fast. Yeah. So we might get chosen. We might be the chosen ones, and we might get to step five by May. That's really like, wait, what? That's only, that's a couple months.
You've got to be serious about this, right? By the time you get to the assignment, you pretty much got to, I would imagine you're
I got to get in shape
at that point, right?
Yeah.
Like they don't want to be interviewing and giving assignments, certainly interviewing. They don't want to interview a million people.
Yeah.
Only to find out that, you know, 999,995 of them don't want to go.
Yeah.
And you're left with five people.
Yep.
So you've got to, by the time that the online interview comes around, you've got to be pretty sure that you're going to do this. You know, like,
yeah, that's true.
I think.
But
yeah, I mean, that's a really fast process to, from now till May.
Yeah. A couple months.
Yeah. To whittle down. I don't know how many they've gotten. I know it was in hundreds of thousands after only a few hours.
Yeah.
Applications.
Let's see. Okay. MZ says we've received about 1 million pre-registrations from all 249 countries and areas in the world. The invitation emailed for the selection process will be sent out soon. So over a million people have applied to this, and we could be the lucky few.
Yeah, I was just pulling a million out of the air. I got it right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you got to, you know, winnow down a million people to eight
in
2 months.
Yeah.
You've got to ask some serious questions awfully fast in that process.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not a job interview.
This is a life changer. Like it's not going to be like, oh, cool. We'll give you like, here, take $100,000 a year. Here's full benefits. Yeah. You know, here's a company car. Yeah. What are your strengths?
Well, see yourself in 2.5 years?
My weaknesses are that I care too much. My strengths is that I care too much.
Sometimes I'm too prepared.
Yeah. I just one of my weaknesses is that I get here early.
Yeah. I never get to go home on time.
Well, yeah. I'm always here till 10 o'clock at night. That's a weakness if you ask me. But yeah, that's coming, like, probably, you know, the assignment's probably going to be in a couple weeks, whatever that is. And then the online interview is going to be after they check out the assignment. And I got to get in shape. Like, I got to get some weights. I got to get ripped. You know, I got to go on a diet. I got to, you know,
Why do you have to be in shape? You're just going to be floating around for 6 days.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe I'll put that in my, you know, the assignment or the online interview. Dude, I'm going to be floating around. Who cares? Who cares how much I weigh? I'm not going to weigh anything when I get into space.
Exactly.
So I'll just be in this tube the whole time. You know, no big deal. And we did a poll on Twitter as well, and I'll show you guys that. We did a really quick poll today about who would go to Mars, or who would go to the Dear Moon project. Would you fly to the moon in a SpaceX Starship in 2 years? # Dear Moon. Check out our Twitter at Space News Pod, by the way. And we got 25 votes. 72% said yes, 28% said no.
Interesting.
I have it up for a day, one more day. So we're going to see how this goes, and then I'll report back on Twitter and on Discord, and let everybody know how this goes. But it's interesting to see, you know, 72% people said, yeah, I'll go.
Yeah. I mean, it's not very scientific at this point, but, you know, 720,000 people out of the million said, yep, sign me up.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it seems like people are into it. But those are also just random people on Twitter.
I say, not very scientific.
No science. There's no science behind this. Just random
survey of yours. But yeah, and those are people that are very interested, generally very interested in science and space. But I mean, you're going to get that with the Dear Moon people too, I think. So yeah, very difficult. I wonder how many of them actually thought about it yet. You know. Like, that's kind of the impetus to this podcast we're doing right now, is we actually sat down, we thought about it.
Yeah.
What does it mean to go on this mission? I want nothing more in the world than to go on this mission, go around the moon and see the moon and experience the whole thing. Like, that's a dream come true for me, but I'm not going.
Yes. Yeah.
It's too dangerous. It really
is. It's super dangerous.
Yeah.
So
I got a family. I've got friends. I've got all kinds of things to think about.
Yeah.
It's too much for me.
Yeah. And that breaks it down into like, there's so much more to think about than just, I'm going to be a legend, you know, like a lot of people think like, this is my way out. Like this is maybe this is my stepping stone to superstardom. Like maybe I get a TV deal. Maybe I get a book deal. Maybe I get paid to do this like millions of dollars immediately. Because you're probably going to be like, you're going to be super famous after this. Your life is going to completely change.
Yeah.
Like you will have no privacy. You'll have to move away from where you are right now. Because you're not going to be in a private place anymore. You won't be able to walk down the street without people knowing who you are. You won't be able to go into restaurants without people talking to you. You won't be able to drive your own car probably because, you know, people will be following you around. Like paparazzi will be following you around. It's going to be dangerous.
Tesla will be driving me around. It'll be fine.
Yeah, there you go. You get free test. Maybe I'll do it for a free car. I don't know. Hey, just for the car. Hey, Elon, if you're watching this. If I do this thing, can I get a free Tesla? Any model, Model S?
It's okay, interesting. Cool. I just finished watching last week Armageddon.
Nice.
Which is basically the same story.
Yeah.
You know, a group of people, 8 people are chosen to save the planet. Okay, that part's not real. But, you know, non-astronauts are sent up in space shuttles, souped up space shuttles. To save the planet and the chance of not coming back.
Yeah.
You know,
is that the one with Bruce Willis?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. That movie. That was the, what was the Deep Impact? That was the other one, right?
That was the same time. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like the same, like
better.
Yeah, yeah. Armageddon's better. And that's the one with the Aerosmith theme song, right?
Yeah.
Don't want to miss a thing or whatever.
That's right.
Yes. Classic. But
I enjoyed the movie, but it's very similar. And that came out before the sort of the fact that they were sending out these emails out. I watched that before that happened. So interesting timing, but
yes. And
they went up there to save the planet. I think that's a noble cause. I'm not so sure about just going around to see the moon. I don't think that's such a noble cause that I'm going to risk my family for it.
Oh, right. And risk everything because you never know what's on the other side. You know, like that's the existential crisis, right? It's like, what's after this? So would you just go around this moon and like see something cool and then you're not here the next day ever again? And everyone that you loved and that loved you is, you know, like sad that you're gone, but also like you're a superhero now because you did this crazy thing. But also like if you do succeed, if this does work, it's going to be insane.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not entirely sold on being a superhero if it doesn't work.
Yeah.
We're not going up to blow up an asteroid here and save the planet. We're going up to on a cruise around the moon.
True.
And leaving people behind, in my mind, is selfish, right?
Yeah.
It's selfish to go up there and risk everything for the chance to see this. And if it fails, I don't think the internet and Twitter is going to see these people as heroes.
Maybe not.
They're going to see them as stooges.
Maybe. Yeah.
If they come home, maybe they'll be heroes, but if they don't, I don't see the internet as being very forgiving.
Plus the news cycle now, like this will probably cycle out of the news in a week if something bad happens. Even if something good happens, it'll probably cycle out of the news in a week. Like you're not going to, you know, maybe you might get a couple interviews on national television a couple times after that, you know, make a little bit of scratch on the side from all those little, you know, side gigs that you get, like endorsing like a used car dealership.
You'd be able to go to comic conventions.
Yeah.
Be a star there.
Forever.
Forever. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, you'll be Comic-Con hero. Is that what you want to be? That's what you have to ask yourself, people on the internet. Do you want to be a Comic-Con hero? Hashtag Dear Moon. And we're having fun and we're joking about it, but it's also like there's some deep conversation you have to have with yourself in order to like to really think about this, because I have thought about it. I thought about like how much this would affect, you know, like if this were successful and I were to become, you know, somebody of importance in the world's view for a month or whatever, how much money would I make? How set would my family, my friends, everybody I love, would, how much money could I just give them and just be like, everyone's rich. Like, you know, how great would that be? But also if I don't come back, that would suck. Cause I want to do other cool stuff. Like, yeah. Like I got other stuff I want to do, man. So it's like, do you do all that other cool stuff before you go on Dear Moon? Like, do I have to push this all, like all the fun stuff that I ever wanted to do into like a year and a half?
There's another conversation there about, you know, what happens if you don't come back, and you know, religion and that sort of thing gets in the way of, you know, another life and all that stuff. Let's not get there.
Yeah. That's, but,
I mean,
that's
you're not going to worry too much about what you didn't do if you don't make it back.
That's true. That's true. I mean, there's got, yeah. So, but if you do make it back, what are the consequences other than you're rich? You know, there's tons of stuff.
Certainly they're probably trying to weed out the people that are going up just to be rich.
Yeah. I hope so. I really do. Like, because if they're just going up, you know, if they just have like influencers, you know, people with selfie sticks the whole time, like just being idiots on a starship just because they know that they're going to be internet famous, you know, like get those guys out of there.
I know that if I didn't have any family and commitments and pretty lonely guy down here, I'd go for sure. You know, putting everything I possibly could into this application.
Yep.
But as it stands.
Yeah. And you make those, like everybody makes those choices, you know? So it's like, I am single. I got a YouTube channel. That's my job. I got friends that I love. I got family that I love. But would they be like, hey, Will, you're crazy for doing this? Probably. But they also know that I was, you know, I'm a skateboarder and I've always like done stupid stuff my whole life. So they'd be like, hey, it's kind of normal, actually. Like, all right, good. This is what you wanted ever since you were a little kid. So not a big deal. Like, just get on that rocket, buddy. They'd be like,
see you next week.
Yeah, they'll be like, can we come see, like, are we going to be able to see the launch? I'll be like, I don't know. I have to talk to somebody. I don't know how this works.
So, all right, you'll get me in, right?
Yeah, right? Exactly.
You're told to give me a seat for the launch?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Cool. That's cool. Well, who's going to run the channel when I'm in space? I can't run it from up there. So
why not?
Yeah.
Why couldn't you just hold out your phone and shoot some podcasts?
We're going to have some Starlink internet up there. Something. It's got to be. Yeah, so we could do some live streams from the Starship.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be too worried about the channel if you're...
if I'm a Starship captain. I would be
the captain. Oh, now you're the captain.
I'm the captain, yep. I made it. I've arrived, people.
I'm the captain now.
I'm the privileged elite captain.
And you're rich.
And I'm rich. And everyone that I know is rich. So, well, everyone that I care about is rich. Not everyone I know, because I know a lot of people. But so my answer is maybe. My answer is a strong maybe. I think I could do it. I think I could probably be swayed in the way of like, yeah, I'd do it.
Yeah.
How committed am I to it? We'll see when I do the interview thing, whatever the next, what is the next thing? The assignment. See what the assignment is. And I'll be like, where it's going to be my tipping point. It's like, what is this assignment?
You're going to have to make it through a process to get to the assignment. I think they're making the cutoff right here. They're probably going down to 10,000 or something, I would think.
Dude, I'm a skateboarder, man. Me and MZ, we're going to rip it up, bro. I'm in. It's easy. It's a brotherhood. He's, we got this.
Like, not that guy.
Yeah, not that guy. Anybody but that guy. I've seen his podcast. Like, no. I've seen a show.
I don't talk about skateboarding for 6 days.
Yeah. But like, dude, did you tray flip that set of stairs in 1994? Yeah, I did. All right.
Almost fell asleep there. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So,
you know, the other side of this is the risk to SpaceX.
Yeah.
All right. We talked about this the other day. If something goes wrong and they lose this crew, that's some pretty negative publicity.
It's huge. Yeah.
And that's something that, you know, has to be taken into account as far as Elon's concerned.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge risk. I mean, they've already taken risks from, you know, for the Falcon flights, you know, the Crew Dragon flights.
Demo 2, huge risk.
But those are astronauts. Those are trained professionals. Yes, they've been doing this their whole life.
Yeah.
So, and this is what they wanted to do with their life. Like most people that are going on a Starship probably weren't like, a couple years ago, they weren't like, you know what, I'm going to be a Starship astronaut artist. You know, they weren't saying that. There was no such thing. Mm-hmm. So in a year and a half or 2 years, everyone's going to become an astronaut. You know, yeah. It takes a lifetime to become an astronaut, you know, to like be really great at school, go to the Air Force or go to, you know, whatever, and then become an astronaut. Like you, that's a whole
astronauts
process.
Are the best of the best.
Yep.
You know, these guys are smart, physically fit, multi talented. And they have to fix everything and to run every science experiment on the ISS. You've got to be able to learn a lot of stuff and retain it for that to.
I'm out. You won. I'm done. I can't do that.
Well, that's exactly the point, right? These aren't astronauts going up. These are regular people.
Right. And the couple astronauts that'll be like running the show up there, you know, probably going to be very seasoned veterans and grizzled vets from from probably NASA or, you know, retired NASA astronauts or, you know, in the process of becoming the next NASA astronauts or something. But the men and women that do it for a living, you know, those are the people that'll be ferrying us around the moon and back. Like we're just going to be like, it's going to be like, we're in a, you know, like a Delta flight or something.
Yeah.
You know, like an American Airlines flight. We're just going to be sitting in back and coach. And
that's exactly how Elon wants it to be seen too, well, right?
Not coach though. He wants it first class.
Yeah. Certainly this rocket will be for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting thought for many, many reasons.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting that you're a maybe, strong maybe.
I'm a strong maybe. I am. I had to think about it a lot the last couple of days and I was like, nope. And then I was like, well, maybe. I was like, well, that'd be kind of cool, actually. This is like little kid Will would look at me and go like, you dumb, stupid idiot, get on that stupid ship right now. You know, and that guy would be like, what are you waiting for? This is what you wanted when you were a little kid. And of course, everyone's dreams and wants change as they grow older. But it's also like, well, you only live once. Hashtag YOLO or whatever the children say nowadays. So
nowadays, 3 years ago. And I mean, the moon has always captured my interest. Like that, I was born during the Apollo 11 mission. Yeah. My name's Neil. Another Neil on that mission too. Like, so I mean, the moon has always had a very special spot for me. And this is, as I said earlier, this is my dream come true. I would love to go, but it's not just about me.
Yep. It's not just about, exactly. Yeah. But you did do this. So you can at least, you know, pretend you
there
can
I
at least.
Yeah, there it. You are. I made it. I'm an astronaut.
That's your number. That's your flight number over here. And see, you made it. You made did it. Straight out of Canada. So, man, I'm a hard maybe. And you are a no, right? Is that what we came up with?
It's got to be.
Hard no.
My heart wants to say yes.
Yep. But your mind is like, nope. Okay. So I guess we're good. Are you good?
I'm good. Yeah. That was a good conversation.
That was good. I like the Dear Moon thing and I hope everybody out there enjoyed it. And if you did, give us a sub. If you made it all the way through, please give us a sub because we're going to do a lot more of these and give us a thumbs up, give us a like and all that stuff. And thanks to the crew at Space News Pod. We're growing and doing cool stuff. Check out the Discord. Check out we have a Twitch channel. What else do we have? A Twitter at Space News Pod. Everything's at Space News Pod. So just search for at Space News Pod and check us out on all the socials, except for Instagram, the Space News Pod.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.